From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Anna Pinoca. Most of the focus of the state legislature so far has been on social issues like guns, civil unions, and sex education. But Democrats believe with about half of the session still to go, they still have time to get to bills aimed at boosting the economy. CPR's Pat Mack reports.
House Speaker Mark Ferrandino, a Democrat, said in December jobs and the economy would be at the top of his agenda.
Our first priority, and not shocking to anyone here, is making sure that we work to accelerate and grow the state's economy and connect more Coloradans with good jobs.
But so far, social issues have dominated. Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal covers the legislature. He expects a renewed focus on the economy in the weeks ahead. So far, the House has passed one major jobs bill. It would provide $12.5 million to help some businesses expand.
What this would do is it would take money and it would give it to companies that are not necessarily startups, but just the next step along the line. Companies who are developing a product and maybe need money to make that product into a marketable item before they find a bigger company to invest in it. This is something that actually has fairly universal backing. It's got Republican and Democratic sponsors in the House. It's got Governor Hickenlooper on board. It's got business groups on board.
And that legislation is aimed at biotech, some of these high tech, some of these advanced industries. The hope is that they pay more money, creating good paying jobs.
Actually, a lot of these do pay much more money. We're talking about industries where you'll see a $70,000 or $80,000 average salary. Now, you know, Republicans in the House who are opposed to this, I mean, not all of them, about half the Republican caucuses, have said, look, I don't like this because the state's picking winners and losers. Why are we just giving funds to, say, clean tech, and we're not going to give it to, you know, a normal run-of-the-mill industry? And the supporters say, well, look, these jobs are going to create other jobs. This is a program that will allow us to, you know, if we're going to bring a bioscience company into existence where it's really selling its product, that means it's going to have suppliers and other people feeding it. So that's why this is kind of the big jobs bill so far.
In the past, Democrats have tried to pass a bill that would give a preference to people bidding on a state contract if they agreed to hire workers in Colorado, and it attracted opposition from Republicans and contractors, and the bill has failed to pass. So this year, I understand Democrats are trying a new approach.
What Democrats are going to come back with probably in the next week or so is a bill called the Colorado Jobs Act that looks to not give preferences for people to hire locally, but enforce an 80-year-old law that requires that 80% of any workforce on a Colorado state contract is locally hired, is basically made of Colorado residents. That law has been in place, but the truth is there's no enforcement of it. And in fact, the penalty for any company that would break this law, according to the current rules, is imprisonment, which could pretty much cost a lot of people their job. And so I talked with Senator Andy Kerr, a Democrat who's going to be one of the co-sponsors of this, and he said this year they're just going to come back, they're going to say, okay, here's how we're going to enforce it. They're still working out the details of this, but he doesn't want to make it a punitive measure for the businesses. But here's the way we're going to enforce it. And he said, look, there's one of two things. Either this will not make much difference, or this will really answer questions that you get from constituents right now who say, I drive by construction sites and there's tons of out-of-state license plates there. Maybe this will create a wave where we'll see more people getting jobs that are now going out of state.
Ed Seelover is a reporter with the Denver Business Journal. He says Democrats have already passed a few jobs bills, including one that funds a program aimed at boosting exports and another that increases funding for small business development centers around the state. I'm Pat Mack, Colorado Public Radio News.